13. Jack was reloading, his ears ringing, when the rattlesnake decided it had had enough of this bothersome intruder in its territory. It struck him high on the right calf. Its fangs penetrated Jack's chino pants with no trouble at all, and its poison sacks were full. Jack rolled over, holding his rifle high in his right hand, screaming, not at the pain which was just beginning, but at the sight of the rattler slithering up his leg, its forked tongue flicking, its beady black eyes intent. The slippery weight of it was hideous. It struck him again, this time in the thigh, and continued its sinuous upward trek, still rattling away. The next strike might be into his balls. Get off! Get the fuck off me! Trying to get rid of it with the rifle would do no good. It could evade that. So Jack dropped the gun and seized it in both hands. It struck at his right wrist, missing the first time, but hitting on its second try, leaving holes the size of colons in a newspaper headline. But its poison sacks were exhausted. Jack neither knew nor cared. He twisted it in his hands like a man wringing out a washcloth and saw its skin split. Down below, someone was firing repeatedly, a pistol by the sound. But the range was long and nothing came close. Jack flung the rattlesnake, saw it thump to the rocky scree and slither away once more.
Get rid of them, Jack.
Yes, okay, right. Was he speaking or only thinking? He couldn't tell. The ringing in his ears had become a high hum, like a steel wire being stroked until it vibrated. He grabbed the rifle, rolled onto his belly, placed the barrel back on the flat rock, peered into the scope. The remaining three were running for the shelter of the gift shop, the woman in the middle. He tried to put the crosshairs on Anderson, but his hands, one of them repeatedly snake-bitten, were trembling, and he got the olive-skinned guy on the end instead. It took two tries, but he got him. The guy's arm flew back over his head like a pitcher getting ready to throw his best fastball, and he fell on his side. The other two stopped to help him. This was his best chance, and maybe the last. If he didn't take them now, they'd get behind the building. Pain was flowing up his leg from the initial bite, and he could feel the flesh of his calf swelling. But that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was the heat that was now spreading like a flash fever, or the sunburn from hell. He fired again and thought at first he'd hit the woman, but it was only a flinch. She grabbed the olive-skinned man by his unwounded arm. Anderson got him around the waist and yanked him to his feet. Jack pulled the trigger again and got nothing but a dry click. He fumbled in his pocket for more shells, loaded two, dropped the rest. His hands were going numb. The leg that had been bitten was going numb. His tongue seemed to be swelling in his mouth. He screamed again, this time in frustration. By the time he applied his eye to the scope again, they were gone. He could see their shadows for a moment, and then those were gone, too.